Excuse me, Professor. Do you have a minute? I'm sorry, I know it's late and your office hours ended a while ago, but I wanted to see if you were in and if you were free to maybe chat for a little bit. Is that okay? Thanks. I hoped I'd get a chance to talk to you today. I thought it might have been too late, but then I noticed that the lights for your office were still on. You're really always here so late. It looks like all the other staff have already left, but you're still working? Yeah, no, I mean, I really appreciate that. You're always working really hard for us. Most of the other professors in the department, I feel like, I mean, I don't want to say that they don't care, but it really doesn't feel like they care all that much about the students. No, I'm not. You're honestly, like, you're the only one who lets us just come in and talk to you just whenever about anything, and I guess that's part of why you're so popular, though. You didn't know that? Of course you're popular. Your classes are always the first to fill up, and even the ones that, like, aren't required for our major. And people are practically lining up to get into your office hours. Don't think I don't know. I mean, I talk to my classmates about, you know, your course and your assignments and stuff. I guess that's another reason why I had to come so late, to get a chance to talk to you alone. Yeah, I didn't just come here to tell you how popular you are. I actually had something pretty personal to talk about. Is that okay? I really don't want to hold you up. It is? Thank you. Then would you mind if I close the door? I know that no one's here, but just in case someone comes by, it's a little embarrassing to talk about. It's nothing bad, I promise. It's just what I came to tell you isn't something that I'm really comfortable having a lot of people over here. Oh, you're not comfortable with that? Oh, yeah, I mean, that's understandable. I guess being behind closed doors with a female student could raise a few eyebrows. I understand. You're so conscientious, Professor. I guess that's why it's so comfortable to talk to you. You're always incredibly considerate. Yes, what I wanted to talk to you about isn't anything related to your classes or to school or anything like that. I wanted to talk to you about something else I've been doing. Something that's kind of, I guess you could call it a hobby of mine. I haven't actually told anyone else about this, but I thought that maybe you would understand. Yeah. You see, for the last several months, I've been making erotic audios. Right. I record myself talking about erotic things, playing characters in sexual situations. Sometimes it's just talking, sometimes it's narrating, and sometimes I record myself masturbating. And I let thousands of people just hear me bring myself to orgasm. I do it because I know it makes other people feel good. At first, I was pretty terrified, and I didn't know what other people would think. But then I realized that people actually enjoyed it just as much as I did. And I know now that lots of people like to listen to me. I've had dozens of comments tell me how my voice has made them feel, that my words alone were enough to make them come. I am sorry. I know this is inappropriate for a student to talk about in front of their professor, but I feel like I really needed to tell you, and tell you in particular. Because you see, there's a script writer for erotic audios that, and I've been following this person for a while, because it's not always just me. improvising situations. There are these wonderful, brilliant people who contribute to the erotic audio scene by writing scenarios. And I love this person in particular. I love their work, and they've always inspired some of the best performances I've ever done. And I've always really loved seeing their feedback on my performances. And for my most recent audio, I noticed something. It's just that the way that they phrase things, the words that they use, it all sounded kind of familiar. I couldn't help but feel like that the feedback that this writer gives, you know, it sounds exactly like the feedback that you give me on my writing for your class. Well, okay, I mean, not obviously not exactly like your feedback on my classwork. You've never told me that my essays make you come. But there are enough similarities that I started watching for signs, and I began to notice more and more. I saw that when this scriptwriter mentioned that he'd been up all night working on a script, you looked tired the next day. And then I found some of the writing samples that you gave us for class, and I noticed that even though the situations, you know, they're obviously different, but the voice, the syntax, the diction, everything was the same. Like the way that you evoke emotion in class and the way that this person commented on my posts, like they were so uncannily similar. And you know, I went through this person's post history, and I couldn't help but notice that, you know, there were some R for R's, and they were in the same area, at least, like, the same state, and I just couldn't help but think that maybe you and this person were the same. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, and please forget that this conversation ever happened. But I'm really becoming more and more certain every day that maybe you are this same script writer who I'm such a huge fan of and who I really adore. So please tell me if I'm right or wrong. Please. You're not saying anything, Professor. If it wasn't you, you'd be denying it right now, right? The fact that you won't deny it tells me I'm right. And it tells me that you know who I am too. You know now that the performer you like so much is standing right in front of you. You're realizing that all this time, the voice you've been listening to, the same voice that's given you so much pleasure, is the voice of your student. None other than me. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it was you. What? No, of course I won't tell anyone. I'd never do anything that could get you in trouble. You're one of my favorite professors. Like, seeing you fired's the last thing that I'd ever want. Why did I confront you? I mean, yeah, I guess, like, part of the appeal of audios that you never really get to see what the other person looks like. But at the same time, what if what they look like and what they sound like and how they think and what if their kinks are exactly the same as the ones that you like? I mean, I don't even need to think about the what if anymore because it is. It's the truth. And I wanted to know because I wanted to thank you in person. I really, really meant it when I said that I love your work. I guess I've told you that over and over online, like through comments. But being able to tell you in person is special, isn't it? I wanted to tell you just how much I love reading your scripts and how much I'm inspired by them. And knowing now that I can put that persona and the lecturer, the classroom professor persona together just makes it even more magical. I wanted to tell you how much I love the things that you write. And I wanted to tell you what it does to me. All those delicious, wonderful things you've described my voice doing to you. Your words do the same thing to me. So, is it all right if I close the door now, Professor? Okay. There. I know that no one's around to overhear us, but it's a little embarrassing to talk like that with the door open. This is much more comfortable, isn't it? I know, this must be a lot to take in, and honestly, I really wasn't, I didn't know if I could, if I had it in me to even approach you tonight. You probably never thought you'd meet any of the performers that you wrote for, much less find out that one of them's your student. But, I mean, I wonder though, did you really never suspect anything? You always comment on how much you love my voice. Did you never make the connection that I have the same voice as your favorite performer? Or is it because when I'm making comments about literature in class and quoting Hemingway and Fitzgerald that you don't really see me doing the same thing when I'm talking about cock and fucking? I mean, yeah, I guess listening to someone talk about schoolwork is a little different from listening to erotic audio. But you do still like to hear me talk, right? I'm glad. I thought that since you like listening to me so much, I could give you a special performance to show how much I appreciate you, both as a professor and a writer. Well, yes, of course. I know anything sexual would be inappropriate for a professor and a student to do. And like I just said, it would be the last thing that I want for you to get fired due to some sort of illicit relations with a student. So I figure it would be fine if it's just talking, right? I mean, if all you're doing is listening to me, then there's really no difference from what you've already done. So, you've listened to so many of my audios before. Is that really any different from hearing me talk to you in person? Of course it isn't any different. So there's nothing wrong with this at all. As long as we don't touch each other, there's nothing wrong with this. Here, I think we can make this more comfortable for you. Try closing your eyes. That's how you listen to my audios, right? So try it now. Just close your eyes and listen. There. Now it's just my voice. You don't have to look at me and see your student. You can just think of me as the voice you love. Does this make you more comfortable? Just to listen to me and not worry about who it is speaking to you. Good. This is for you, so I want you to enjoy it. Do you like if I get closer like this? If I move up behind you and whisper right into your ear? You just shivered, Professor. Do you like it when you feel my breath against your ear? Wow, I always love to read your comments describing all the dirty things my voice does to you. But seeing it for myself is better than I could have ever possibly imagined. Just keep listening to my voice. just keep letting my whispers relax you. I know we agreed touching would be inappropriate, but what if it was just a little massage? What if I just rub your shoulders a little? Like this. This isn't wrong, right? This is just to relax you. And it is relaxing, isn't it? Good. You're so tense. My gosh. You always overwork yourself, don't you? You work so hard for us, but you need to take care of yourself too. Or actually, better yet, let me take care of you. Let me relax you with these gentle touches and sweet whispers. Let all the stress drain out. Just lay back. And let me gently squeeze all your worries away. Come on. Take deep breaths. Deep breaths. And let them out. Breathe in and out. In and out. I want you completely relaxed for me, Professor. I want you to feel as good as possible. Is there anything else you want me to do? Okay. Of course, I'll keep going if that's what you want. I'll help you relax and feel good. There is one thing I'd like you to do for me, though. Something that I know will make you feel even better. I know you don't just close your eyes and lean back when listening to my audios. You engage with them in a much different way. So why don't you take out your cock for shh. Don't say anything. Don't open your eyes. Just stay relaxed. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. You don't have to say anything. But it wouldn't be anything wrong, right? It's not as if we'd be touching each other. You've already stroked yourself to me dozens of times before, right? You've stroked your hard, throbbing cock to my voice. Over and over again. And this is no different, right? There isn't anything wrong with this at all. So go on. It'll feel so, so good to stroke yourself to my voice. There's no need to hold back. Just let me see you. I want to see how good I make you feel. I can already see the front of your pants swelling up. It seems so uncomfortable. Wouldn't it be better to just take it out? Just imagine how good it'll feel. Just remember how good my voice always makes you feel. So go on. Let me see you. I want to see you. Wow. It's so beautiful. This is better, isn't it? And it can feel even better than this. Go ahead and start stroking. Slowly, gently. Make yourself feel good for me. Because I want you to feel good for me. Just stay relaxed. Stay feeling good. I'll just keep massaging your shoulders while you stroke yourself. I'll run slow little circles on your back while you slowly pump your cock up and down. Does it feel good, Professor? You always write about how much my voice turns you on. Is it turning you on now? Is your cock so hard and throbbing because of me? Hearing you say that makes me feel good too, you know? Seeing you like this, watching you. Give yourself pleasure watching your hands, the same hands that write comments on my papers, type out those lascivious scripts, touching your cock, It's making me feel really hot too. I always loved seeing my listeners tell me how good I make them feel, but I never thought that watching one of them would actually be so hot. And you look so hot like this, Professor. I mean, you're always hot. Girls don't pack the front of your classes just because we like your teaching, you know. I could name a dozen girls who would kill to see you like this. Kill to see you like this. But I'm the only one who gets to. I'm the only one who gets to see the hottest professor on campus stroke himself for me. I would say that I'll get a big head, but I think you're the one that has the bigger one. Keep going. Keep stroking yourself. It's okay to go faster if you want. Whatever feels good for you. I want to see exactly the way you touch yourself when you're listening to me. I want to see you feel good. And it might be a little bold of me to assume, but I think that you also want me to see you feel good. Did you just moan for me? Oh, wow, that was fucking hot. Professor, moan for me some more. If that's okay. Let me hear how good I make you feel. There's no need to hold it in. No one will hear us. There's no one here at this time. You can let it out as much as you want. Oh, yeah. That's so good. I'm supposed to be the one turning you on, but hearing you moan like that is really getting to me. And watching you stroke your beautiful cock is almost too much for me to take. Go. Go. Don't hold back. Stroke it faster. I want to see what you look like lost in even more pleasure. I want to hear what your voice sounds like as you come. I want to see your face twisted in pleasure. I want to see you shoot your load all over the floor of your office. I'm going to count you down, okay? You always write such lovely comments on my countdown audios. So, I know you love that. Keep at that pace while I count. Let it build up. 10, 9. 8. Faster now. Push yourself right to the edge. 7, 6, 5, 4. Don't hold back. 3, 2. It's almost time. 3. Oh, don't make that noise. It makes me want to tease you more. 4. 5. Okay, fine. 4. 3. 4. 3. 2. 1. Come for me. Come for me. Oh. Spill it all out. Oh, moan for me. Oh my god, fuck. Oh, the way your hands on your... Fuck. Oh, it's so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Oh, keep going. Keep going, keep going. Milk out every last drop. Oh god. Oh, that's so... Oh, it's really hard to not kiss you or something. You're all finished now, aren't you? Good. Now you can just relax again. Just relax into my voice. Let all the tension out. Oh man, Professor, that was amazing. I never imagined that actually seeing the effect my voice has on someone would be that intense. You enjoyed that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can see how much you did, but I just want to hear you say it too. Or maybe if you can't find the words now, you can just write about it and send it to me later. You know where to find me online, after all. I really should go now. All of that made me crazy turned on, and if I don't take care of that, I might just go crazy. So, I know. I'll just record myself and then post that as my newest audio. Maybe I'll call it Moaning and Coming from My Favorite Professor. You'd like to hear that, right? Of course you would. I'll look forward to hearing what you think of it. Well, bye, Professor. I'll see you in class. And maybe in your next office hours.